School wraps up here in Australia, I thought it might be a fitting time to talk to the youngest members of our family to see how they feel about our life on the farm. Welcome to the Homesteading Roller Coaster. My name is Ilaria, and in this podcast, I share my family's adventures on Tatum Hills Farm, our property on Ngunnawal Country, just outside of Canberra, Australia. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture. We pay our respects to their elders, past, present and emerging. In this podcast, we discuss anything to do with farm life, homesteading, sustainable living, growing your own, and much more. So let's get started. Today, I have here with me my daughters. I have Elodie, who's 10.
Hello.
And Audrey, who is 4.5.
Hello.
And I'm kind of interested in finding out how they like living on the farm. To be honest, I'm quite keen to find the answers myself. And I guess I grew up in a block of flats and I ended up on a farm. So I do wonder whether they'll grow up on a farm and end up in an apartment. But I'm really keen to know how they enjoy living here, if at all, and what they think of our lifestyle. So Elodie, what do you think the best part is about living on the farm?
I like that the animals, they will become your friends, so then you have lots more friends and they feel like family. And also it's kind of hard to be bored, because especially if you have like cats or dogs or animals in the house, then you can do it even when it's raining. So I find that's really fun. And also we have lots of room.
And what do you think your friends think of you being living on the farm?
They really like it. They also like, partly aside from the farm, but that we like soy stuff and we make soap and things like that. And they like coming over to see all the animals, because they don't have lots of animals like we do.
Thank you. And what about you, Audrey? What do you think the best thing is about living here?
Well, there's lots of animals, and like when it's like summer, like you just go out there just doing weird things, but they have to be careful of the snakes. So, but I find it's very fun in the summer. But in winter, you can just like stay in the house and just play with all the animals inside. And yeah.
Ah, very good. So you like that we have animals both inside and outside. So what animals do we have inside the house? What type of animals?
Cats and dogs.
Yeah, that's better. We do have occasionally some other animals. So we've had some baby goats, and we've had, what else have we had in the house? We had a baby llama at one point. Yes, we did have a duckling by the name of Hoppy. She had broken her leg, so she was in the house for a while. But mostly we only stick to cats and the dog in the house. Audrey, you said that we do some weird things outside. Now I'm really curious. What is it that we do outside that is weird?
We just have fun. That's what I was meaning about weird stuff.
Oh, good. That's good to know. So we do have fun. Occasionally we just dance outside. That's one of the beauties of being far away from the neighbours. All right, so those were all the best things. Now, Elodie, what do you think the worst thing is about living here? Or is there anything that's not so good?
I think when the animals die, it's really hard, because almost all the animals we have shorter lifespans, or they've already lived a few years or longer before we got them. And then when they die, especially the really special ones, it's really hard. And you get really sad, and then you miss them a lot.
Yeah, that is, I think I agree with that. That's probably one of the worst bits about being here and having so many animals. What about you, Audrey? What do you think? What's the worst thing, something that's not good? You mentioned snakes earlier. Is that the worst thing, or is there something that's even worse? What is it?
Especially when lots of animals die and then it's very hard because then you don't really have many animals left.
All right. Well, I think that's not a problem in the near future. We have so many animals. Well, I'll add mine. The snakes are one of my biggest fears. Just a couple of weeks ago, we actually had a really big brown snake, which, if you're not in Australia, is one of the deadliest snakes in the world, within about half a meter of both of these young ladies over here. So that was pretty scary, but luckily both of them are very snake aware. And so I heard Elodie scream something and I knew immediately there was a snake. What did you say?
I just screamed freeze. Like, normally you should scream snake, but I just screamed freeze. I'm not sure why, but it worked anyway. So,
yeah. Yeah, no, that's actually the right thing to say, so that everybody stops moving and the snake doesn't feel threatened and moves on and goes away. So, yeah, definitely animals dying and snakes are probably the worst things about living here, but the relationship that we get with the animals, it's really, really special. So is there a favorite animal on the farm at the moment, Elodie, or one that you particularly remember of the ones that have passed away? What was sort of your favorite animal?
Well, I miss them all a lot, but I know one that died probably the most recent, or two that died quite recently, and I really miss was Sparks the cat and Stella the baby goat. And also Snowy, the rabbit that died. That was a while ago, but I still miss her.
And what about the animals that we have now? Who's your favourite, or who are your favourites?
Probably the cats, because I like to spend a lot of time with them. And you can be creative and like make beds for them out of cardboard boxes. And yeah, it's quite fun.
Yeah, so at one point we actually had 8 cats. Now we have 5. And Elodie does a really good job of taking care of them. They live mostly in the house, in the laundry, and then they have a really large outdoor run. We don't tend to let them outside quite as much, especially in summer due to snakes. But Elodie does a great job, really a bit like a zookeeper. She enriches their environment to make sure that they have lots of fun things to do. And so maybe at one point we'll do a full episode on cats and she can explain what she does and how she does it, because she certainly does a much better job than I did when I was in charge of the cats. What about you, Audrey? What's your favorite animal on the farm?
Dogs.
We've just got one dog. So Kip is your favorite animal. So we have a cavoodle, black and white cavoodle by the name of Kip. He is 3 years old, so he's only a little bit younger than Audrey. Or cavoodle is a cross between a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel and a poodle. I think in America they're called Cavapoo. But yeah, he's a fairly small dog, but not super tiny, so it kind of works for us. He's small enough that he can play with the kids easily. I don't have to worry about him jumping on them and knocking them over. But at the same time, he's pretty sturdy to live on the farm with us. So what do you like doing with Kip, Audrey?
Well, walking him because I like running, and he does a lot of running with me. And if he like run, then he runs as well. And it's also pretty fun because if you just run faster, he'll run faster as well.
Yeah, he is a pretty good runner, but he's actually really good. He usually doesn't pull too hard on the lead, so Audrey can walk him. So that is very nice of him. And so there's lots of chores and things that need to happen on the farm. I know Elodie does a lot of work looking after the cats, and Audrey often comes out with me and helps me milk the goat. What do you like about milking the goats?
They
Yeah, that is good. Audrey really loves goat's milk and she often drinks quite a bit of it before it even makes it in the house. Both Elodie and Audrey have learned how to milk, and so and our goats are really patient, and they're both really good, and they can actually milk the goat themselves. I'm looking forward to the day when I can just sit here and they will just go out and milk the goat for me. Although I do enjoy going outside and seeing my goats every morning. But I do like it better when Audrey's there with me because she reminds me of what I need to feed them and what I need to do. So that's very helpful. So Audrey, what have you learned about living on the farm? What kind of things, as well as that you have to freeze if there's a snake? Is there anything else you've learned by living here that you probably wouldn't have learned in town?
Well, not running around the llamas because little kids and big things and big animals, that can be a bit dangerous.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So we run tours of the farm, and Audrey and Elodie do help with those tours. So they hear when I tell people who visit that it's not a good idea to run around big animals. So what about you, Elodie? Is there anything you've learned by living on the farm?
I think, like, same as Audrey, that you have to kind of be cautious around big animals. And also that one thing that I think I've learned to like about animals is that they're like, if you're nice to them, most, in fact, all animals, almost all animals will be nice to you back. But you just got to be kind of gentle and quiet and just wait a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes you do need to be patient with animals. So what kind of things do you think you'll remember in the future? Like when you go grown up, what are memories that you think will stay with you for a long time of living here?
Having like the cats and mostly just the animals like themselves, probably mostly the cats. And one more thing that I wanted to add was that I've learned that even though animals are like different to us and they might not act in the same way, they should be treated as well as people.
Yes, definitely. We're very big on treating our animals well. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, ladies. It has been a pleasure interviewing you. Would you like to say bye to our listeners? Say bye.
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 And that's it for another episode of the Homesteading Roller Coaster. If you enjoyed the content, we'd love it if you subscribed. We'd also really appreciate a rating and review on your podcast platform. Or send us a message. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tatum Hills Farm. That's T-A-T-U-M Hills Farm. Or on our website at www.tatumhillsfarm.com.au. Thank you for listening. Bye.